WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. More than a quarter of a million people attending the funeral of Pope Francis today in St. Peter's Square. The majority of pilgrims who traveled to the Vatican to pay their respects, along with dignitaries. ABC's Terry Moran is at the Vatican with more.
Leaders came from around the world paying their last respects to the Pope, including President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, former President Joe Biden and former First Lady Jill, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, and Prince William. Pallbearers carried Francis's coffin out of St. Peter's Basilica and into the square where the funeral mass was held. His casket was placed under the balcony where he first appeared as Pope 12 years ago, the gospel laid out on top of his coffin.
Francis broke with tradition, choosing to be buried outside the Vatican, his final resting place, the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. Cardinals now expected to convene in the days to come to begin the process of choosing a new pope. This is ABC News. In Iran, at least four people are dead, and Iranian officials say more than 500 injured after a massive explosion at a southern port, reportedly linked to a shipment of chemical ingredients that's used to make missiles. It comes as the latest round of high-level talks between Iran and the U.S. wrapped up today in Oman. And if you're traveling anytime soon, even domestically, a deadline is coming fast for real ID. After several delays, the extra identification rules beyond a normal driver's license take effect May 7th. Katie Nastro is with the travel site Going and says most people who cannot get in for an appointment yet may have other options.
TSA stated that 81% of people have an acceptable form of real ID. That doesn't necessarily mean that every 81% has a real ID, but they do have an acceptable form, and you might even have one and not know it.
A passport, federal and military IDs, along with global entry cards, are all acceptable IDs beyond a driver's license. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 55 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for sunshine and nice conditions, a high of 62. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 37. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy early, then partly cloudy, a bit breezy with a high of 65 and southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. In Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 5 miles per hour. And after a low of 32, we're at our daytime high so far today of 55 degrees.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and 5 shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations,
results, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the pedestrian in an accident that occurred last Saturday night around 9:45 has died. Robert James Geisler, 21, of Cashton, was struck by a commercial motor vehicle on State Highway 27, approximately 1.5 miles south of Cashton in the town of Christiana. The preliminary investigation revealed that Geisler was walking south on the northbound shoulder when he suddenly entered the traveled portion of the highway and collided with a northbound semi. This resulted in very serious injuries, and Geisler was flown from the scene to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse by Gunderson Air. Robert Geisler, 21, of Cashton, was pronounced dead at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse late Monday afternoon. The incident remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. The United States Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Oklahoma announced that Mose Adam Smith, 43, of Stillwell, Oklahoma, was found guilty by a federal jury of voluntary manslaughter in Indian Country, punishable by up to 15 years imprisonment and a fine up to $250,000. The jury trial began with testimony on April 7th and concluded on April 10th with the guilty verdict. During the trial, the United States presented evidence that on or about July 17, 2023, Smith unlawfully killed an individual during an altercation at the victim's Salisaw, Oklahoma residence. The government presented evidence that during the altercation, Smith inflicted blunt force trauma on the victim and that Smith caused extensive injuries resulting in the death of the victim. Smith attempted to conceal the victim's death and fled the state. On March 19, 2025, co-defendant Kimberly Dawn Ball Gilbert, 42, of Stillwell, Oklahoma, pleaded guilty to an information of one count of voluntary manslaughter. At the plea hearing, Ball Gilbert admitted to aiding and abetting Smith's actions in causing the victim's death. On the evening of July 24, 2023, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received an attempt to locate vehicle request from Dubuque in reference to a fight that occurred at a campground where a knife was brandished. Two suspects fled the area and were believed to be in Grant County. A short time later, two Grant County deputies located the suspect vehicle on County Highway D south of Platteville. The two suspects, Mose Smith, 42, of Stillwell, Oklahoma, and Kimberly Gilbert, 41, of Gans, Oklahoma, had abandoned the vehicle and were located walking on County Highway D, approximately a mile from where the truck was abandoned. When the license plates of the vehicle ran, there was a hit on the vehicle associated with a missing person from Salisaw, Oklahoma. The Grant County deputies worked with investigators from Dubuque, Iowa, and Sequoia County, Oklahoma. Grant County deputies interviewed Smith and Gilbert, collected evidence, and seized the truck in the course of the investigation. It was later determined that the missing person associated with the vehicle that Smith and Gilbert were driving was deceased. On April 6, 2025, the two Grant County deputies that assisted in the investigation traveled to Muskogee, Oklahoma, to testify in federal court. The sentencings for Smith and Ball Gilbert will be scheduled following completion of the pre-sentence reports. Smith and Ball Gilbert will remain in the custody of the United States Marshals until sentencing. Wisconsin Republicans are reacting to the arrest of a Milwaukee County court judge. Judge Hannah Dugan, arrested at the courthouse Friday morning by FBI agents, is accused of helping undocumented immigrant Eduardo Flores Ruiz avoid arrest and is charged with obstruction and concealing an individual from arrest. In a statement, 6th District Congressman Glenn Grothman said Flores Ruiz has a criminal history that includes charges of strangulation and suffocation, battery, and domestic abuse. He says Flores Ruiz had already been deported once, illegally re-entered the United States, and again committed violent crimes while unlawfully present in the country. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in a statement to WisPolitics, the charges against Dugan are serious and the Assembly is prepared to act. Voss said Judge Dugan's decision to hide a dangerous and illegal immigrant was irresponsible and put public safety at risk. It's a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. Some advice from DatCap's Michelle Reinen is next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stop in at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
Now that winter is over, there are more travelers on the roadways heading to out-of-state destinations. There has also been an increase of fake toll charge texts. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Wisconsin's getting hit really hard with this right now, and part of it, we think, is because of spring breaks and the variations across the state with the timing of spring break. And, of course, we border a state that has tolls, and others travel down south where they exist or maybe to visit friends and family where tolls exist. So we got hit really hard with these text messages that indicate they're from a tolling agency, and they look like they're either from Easy Pass or Wisconsin DOT. And they say that you are overdue or delinquent in having paid your tolls from having traveled through, and that you need to go to a website that looks like it's legitimate.
Even though the text and the website it directs you to may look real, they should be ignored.
It impersonates a tolling website for you to make that payment. But consumers across the board have not left the state, do not have outstanding tolls. They are not subject to penalties or fines and any law enforcement action. So they should disregard this toll and do not click on the links that are contained within the text message.
If you feel the information you receive is real, do some research before taking action.
If you really did travel out of state where there is a toll, then go directly to that tolling agency website, not using the link that's in the text message. Go find it yourself. Go there, run your license plate, and see if there's an outstanding toll. But don't just respond to this message out of fear or urgency to make payment. And then report it to your telecommunications provider so hopefully they can get a handle and block some of these. And then when it's a new scam, make sure consumer protection is also aware of what's circulating.
Michelle Reinen says that if you receive a text about a toll charge, the best thing to do is to get rid of it.
Please delete the message. If reporting it as junk to your provider doesn't auto-delete, then you take action to delete it.
If you receive toll charge texts or have been scammed by it, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Sting Night 2025 will be held tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Richland Center High School Athletic Booster Club's annual event will feature this year's Hall of Fame induction, college signings of three RCHS athletes, free bowling for kids 10 and under, a $500 bucket raffle, and a silent auction. What transpires during the evening is what Sting Night is about. Kirk Lair is an organizer of the event.
The night is really all about the community celebrating Richland Center athletics. We really like our athletes mingling in the crowd, mingling with the Hall of Fame people, and mingling with the audience that's there that night so that they can see that these young people are some of the best human beings that you ever want to be around. I always said when people ask me, you know, what I missed about leaving officiating, and one of the biggest things I told them was being around the athletes, because athletes are just like a lot of young adults in today's society. They're some of the best people you want to be around.
Doors will open at 4:30. Free kids bowling will get underway at 5, and the Hall of Fame ceremony, followed by the college signings, will begin at 5:30. Money raised at the event will help fund RCHS athletics. Admission is free, and all are welcome to attend Sting Night 2025 tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Celebrate Earth Day with the Savor Farm and Food Tour. Savor the River Valley's Earth Day Farm and Food Tour showcases local farms and food businesses who are producing and processing food in ways that provide delicious, wholesome food and also protect soil, water, and air quality. The free self-guided tour is being held today until 4 o'clock. It features stops at various locations from Plain through Lone Rock, Spring Green and Arena to Ridgeway, showcasing more than a dozen local businesses and organizations. Savor the River Valley is a grassroots initiative to connect farmers, food processors, food retailers, and restaurants to support each other and to bring more visibility to what they produce, sell, and serve. For more information about Savor the River Valley, plus a tour brochure and interactive map, go to savortherivervalley.org/events. The River and Ridges Book Festival, sponsored by the McIntosh Memorial Library in Viroqua, is being held today until 2:30. A number of authors are speaking about their books and topics at the Western Wisconsin Technical College's classroom, the Vernon County Museum and History Center, the McIntosh Memorial Library Program Room, the Viroqua City Hall Community Room, and Bethel Home. A complete schedule of sharing times and locations can be found at riversandridgesbookfestival.org/events. It's 56 degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. Today's vital statistics are next.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
When it comes to great food and good times, Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the place to be. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday Night Fish Fry, featuring shrimp that hits the spot. On Saturdays, savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. Looking for a quick, satisfying lunch? Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
Today is Saturday, April 26th. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died March 13th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time for sharing will be held this afternoon from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Carrie Felton is survived by two daughters, Danielle and Alex Gratz, Julianne Turnipseed and Joe Quinn, companion Lisa Wilson, a brother, LaVon, Spanky and Michelle Felton, a sister, Bobby Joe Felton Persinger, nieces and nephews, his former spouse, Kim Felton, aunts and uncles, other relatives, and many friends. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gladys Slaney, 85, of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday in Kenosha. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from now until the time of service at 1. Gladys Slaney is survived by five children, Chris and Ty Baker of West Salem, Tim and Sharon Slaney of Sylvan, Loretta and Michael Mays of Kenosha, Wayne and Nikki Slaney of Chautauqua, and Keith and Sarah Slaney of Lone Rock. 19 grandchildren, 35 great-grandchildren, 4 great-great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Carolyn and Wilbert Troxell, and Nancy Felton. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Gladys Slaney, 85, of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center. Carol Linz, 79, of Plain, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison, following complications from an aortic dissection. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church, the Spring Green Food Pantry, or charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Carol Linz is survived by her husband, Dave, two sons, Craig and Peggy of Roscoe, Illinois, and Doug and Wendy of Lone Tree, Colorado. Three children, a great-grandson, a brother, Floyd and Lois Gruber, and sisters-in-law, Rita Gruber, Dolores Gruber, Arlene and Steve Meese, Lucy Rooney, Kathy Linz, and Glenda Linz. Carol Linz, 79, of Plain. Maureen K. Harper, age 63, died Thursday in hospice care at Villa at Lincoln Park in Racine. Memorial services will be held next Saturday, May 3rd at 1, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Saturday, May 3rd, from noon until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Chicago Shriners Children's Hospital, First Christian Church in Kenosha, or Compasses Hospice in Mount Pleasant. Maureen K. Harper, age 63. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date in Kenosha. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Philip Gilbank is survived by his children, Shelley and Jay Paulou, Steve and Mary Gilbank, Scott Gilbank, and Sherry and Mike Rockwell. 9 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, stepchildren, Colin and Dawn Gillingham, Chad Gillingham, Christopher and Roxanne Gerber, and Sherry and Kelly Gillingham Tietrich. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Haley Durst and Michael Self had a son, Johnny Joe.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Lee and Tori Olson, Luke and Brittany Moore, Kevin and Christy Pine, Tommy and Jamie McIntosh, Steve and Kim Keenitz, and Donna and Galen Sutton. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Saturday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. High pressure settling down across the Badger State, bringing some nice sunshine to many areas. Temperatures just a few degrees shy of normal, but overall not too bad for this time of the year. Now, there is a weather system gathering across the Rocky Mountains and Western Plains, causing some showers and thunderstorms from parts of Oklahoma up through the Dakotas. That system will slide northeast and start to trigger some scattered showers for northwest Wisconsin toward tomorrow morning. They'll stay north of our region tomorrow, but then tomorrow night and Monday, as deeper moisture surges in from the south, we'll likely see some scattered thunderstorms around here as well. It does look like a rather significant severe weather outbreak is likely Monday afternoon into Monday night across southeast Minnesota, northern Iowa, and much of Wisconsin. We're under a level 4 moderate risk from the Storm Prediction Center. Haven't seen that too often in recent years, so definitely could be a dangerous one with large hail, very damaging winds, and some long track strong tornadoes. Definitely stay tuned for updates as we get more information on that. Otherwise, for the rest of today, the sunshine hangs around. High temperature in the low 60s. Northeast wind between 4 and 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low at 37. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy early, then partly cloudy and a bit breezy. High in the mid-60s. Southeast wind 10 to 15. Sunday night, variably cloudy and breezy. 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low near 50. On Monday, windy, warm, and more humid. Scattered thunderstorms are likely. Some of those may contain damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes later in the day, high at 76. Going into Tuesday, gusty winds in the first part of the day with sprinkles, peaks of sun later, high of 60. Chilly on Wednesday with a chance of light showers, especially south, high 58. And Thursday, a better chance of scattered showers with a high near 61. Have a great weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 53, our low this morning was 32. Our high so far today, 57. The record high for this date set in 1962 is 84 degrees. The record low, 26, was set in 1976. Last year's high was 59 with a low of 43. Sunset tonight will be at 7:57, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:01. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds, 4 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.35. Relative humidity is at 49% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like frames. Because you found a classic 70s concert poster. But when you went to get it framed, you realized the frame will cost about four times the amount of the poster. Which is actually absurd, because no one will be looking at the frame, and if they are, then you severely overestimated how cool this poster is. But then you remember by switching your home and auto to Progressive, you could save hundreds and put it towards a classic 70s concert poster in an absurdly overpriced frame. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Another fella told me he had
sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Ooh la, another Saturday night, and I ain't got no money. I got some money, cause I just gotta pay. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way.
Saturday afternoon, everybody. How are we doing today? Song written and recorded by Sam Cooke back in 1963. That was the 1974 version by Cat Stevens. Another Saturday night song that reached all the way to number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. Let's keep the tunes going here on Saturdays with Simul. This is Sweet with Fox on the Run.
You don't look the same the way you did before.
adventures with their cover of the Johnny Rivers Secret Agent Man. Well, you know what? Heather's got a birthday coming up here on Thursday, so I've got to play a special tune or two for her. Gonna start things off with the Beatles and their birthday.
Tumble and fall, or the mountain.
Ben E. King with Stand By Me. It's time to take a break and hear from our commercial sponsors of this program. I want to thank each and every one of those businesses who are sponsoring me today. They would include Mastodon Records, WP Dental, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Summit Ridge Supper Club, and Pine Valley Community Village. Thank you very much to each and every one of them. So as we hear from our sponsors, we will take a brief break in the music, and when we come back, we've got a little bit of Bobby Darin. Thanks for listening.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
Get ready for a fantastic feast. The Waseca Fire Department invites you to their 39th annual Fish Fry, Saturday, April 26th. It's all-you-can-eat fish and all the fixings served up hot starting at 3 p.m. at the Waseca Fire Station, 200 McCloskey Avenue. Dine in or grab it to go. Plus, raffles galore, guns, baskets, meat, and a live auction. Adults just $15, kids 6 to 12 or $10, and the littles, 5 and under, eat for free. Don't miss it. Support your local firefighters with every bite.
Some people don't just work, they work to make a difference. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. People with a passionate commitment to their jobs work to make a difference in other people's lives, just like the caregivers at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, some of whom have been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. Our longtime employees could easily work elsewhere, but at Harvest Guest Home, they find fulfillment in our mission of serving with tender, loving care, respect, patience, and affection. They believe in our commitment as a family-owned business to providing the best possible care to our residents. This is our way of life. Call us today at 647-8205.
There's always family.
Oh.
Our Retro Saturday sounds great no matter how you listen to WRCO FM 100.9. Listen on air, online, or download the free Civic Media app and join us anytime.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye.
The great voice of Bobby Darin and Beyond the Sea. Welcome back, kids. These are the Carpenters with, again, just the lovely voice of Karen. This is Rainy Days and Mondays.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got, they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me.
The one who loves me.
What I feel is coming.
all about.